Today's scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 2. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star in the east and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to the shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen in the east, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of the Lord.
Before we listen to or hear God's message, I invite you to pray with me. Lord our God, on this beautiful day, we give you all the praise and honor that you deserve. As we stand at the beginning of something new, we are grateful for last year, but we also look forward with anticipation to this year. So thank you that we today can start out here in your presence, in your sanctuary. I pray that as we've been forgiven again today, as we've lifted our voices in worship, as we've listened to your word, that you will bless our time together. And Lord, that you would simply open our hearts and our minds to receive the message you have for us this morning. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Apologize, I'm pressing a lot of buttons today. I don't want to press your buttons, but can you believe that it's the beginning of another year? Now, do you ever wonder about what the new year will bring? I mean, what the year 2023 might have in store for us, or maybe putting it a different way, what might be in the stars for us in 2023? Thoughts like, you know, what will my kids be doing? What will my marriage be like? Will the Mets finally win another World Series? Will the pandemic be finally over? Do I need to prepare myself for a major crisis? And if so, what will it be? I mean, will the war in Ukraine finally end? I mean, there are so many different questions. But the truth is, I don't know what the future holds, and neither do you, or anybody else for that matter. So I never get, you know, how some people might seek psychics out, you know, to kind of like tell them what the future holds, or maybe fortune tellers. Because if those people were really psychic, I mean, how come they never win the lottery, right? Don't you think that if they could really see the future, they would win the lottery every week? So the point is, I don't know what the future holds, but I do know who holds the future. God is in control. And only God knows what the next year will bring. And you know what he says? You will find out one day at a time. And so the Bible says, there's this verse that says, the human mind may devise many plans, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will be established. And so as we begin a brand new year, I want to ask you today, who are you going to follow in 2023? Because we all intuitively follow something, whether it's the news or a series on Netflix or the stock market or our favorite sports team or the life of a celebrity, I don't know, or the latest fashion. The wise men followed the star and it brought them to Jesus. So who will you follow in 2023? Who's going to steer your ship? I mean, are you going to be at the helm or is God going to be in control? Will he have the controls? Will you be going your own way this year as Fleetwood Mac sings? Or will you be going God's way? Who's going to show you the way? So first of all, if you want to navigate the waters in 2023 successfully, if you want to have a true sense of direction, if you want to steer clear of getting lost, then know that Jesus is your North Star. I mean, when we talk about navigation, when you talk about the place to start in map making, the first essential is to establish any position in any place that can be located at any time. So we need a reference point that enables us to plot any position on the Earth's surface in relation to the stars. Now, when you talk to any sailor, Tom, you tell me if I'm right, okay? But if you talk to any sailor or Michelle, they will tell you that the reference point that I'm talking about is magnetic north, or the pole star, or the North Star. The North Star is fixed in the firmament like no other star, and so it gives sailors a sense of direction, and it becomes their sure and constant guide, the North Star. So what is our North Star? What is our fixing orientation? Listen to what the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. When we told you about the powerful coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, we were not telling you just some smart stories that someone invented. And then in verse 19, this makes us more sure about the message the prophets gave. It is good for you to follow closely what they said, as you would follow a light shining in a dark place until the day begins and the morning star rises in your heart. And the morning star that is referred to here is Jesus. And so Jesus of Nazareth is our North Star. And it's the personal coordinates of Jesus, our morning star, our day star, that are keeping us on course. You know, Jesus' last words to us were these. You can find them on the last page of every single Bible. Revelation 22:16. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I'm the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. So you are going to need direction this year. You're going to need direction when it comes to your finances and your relationships, your job, important decisions that you will have to make. And so I want you to remember that Jesus is your North Star. Look up, because he can give you the direction that you're looking for. God lit up the skies more than 2,000 years ago at Christmas to show you that he can light up your skies today. And so Jesus came to shine light on our way so that we don't have to stumble around in the darkness. And in the quagmire of decisions and opinions and challenges that you will face in 2023, He wants to guide you and He wants to give you direction because He's the bright morning star. He's your North Star, excuse me, and He wants to show you the way. So it says, the wise men could hardly contain themselves. They were in the right place. They had arrived at the right time. They entered the house and saw the child in the arms of Mary, his mother. And overcome, they kneeled, and what did they do? They worshiped Him. So it's very interesting that you have these wise men who were in essence heathen, right? That have traveled so far and have gone to so much trouble to find Jesus so that they could bring Him gifts and so they could worship Him. And then on the other hand, you have the high priests and the religion scholars in Jerusalem who were right there. They were right there. They knew the word of God about Jesus and where He would be born, the prophecy, but yet they couldn't care less for Him and ultimately had Him killed. I mean, think about it. You have church people with all the knowledge about God's word who do not worship Jesus, and you have heathen with a minimum of knowledge who went through a whole lot of trouble and who came to honor and worship the Jesus child. So who's going to be at the helm of your ship? Is it going to be you? Is it going to be God? Because you see, it's one thing to know that Jesus is the North Star. The priests and the religion scholars knew about Jesus, and it didn't mean anything to them. They didn't recognize it. Herod knew about Jesus, and he wanted Him killed because he saw Him as a threat to his reign of tyranny. So it's one thing knowing about Jesus, it's something completely different to bow down and worship Him and invite Him to take control of your life, to invite Him daily to show you the way, to put Him at the helm of your ship. And that's why you need to not only know that Jesus is your North Star, but secondly, you also need to follow the North Star. You need to follow the North Star. You see, Christianity is a relationship religion. To be a Christian is to be in relationship with other Christians, but more importantly, with Jesus Christ. So the core relationship is a relationship with Christ, and everything depends on this relationship. Everything depends on how we maintain and manage our relationship with our Savior. And the sad truth is that, you know, some people or some of us are more careful about maintaining and managing relationships with our pets than we are with Jesus, with God made flesh. And so again, who are you going to follow in 2023? Is it going to be God? Think about it. Our lives have become so fast. We live in a world that is moving and changing at the speed of light. And the only thing that is constant is change. There are no fixed horizons anymore. And so in this fast-paced world in which you're bombarded with choices and information from all directions, you need a steering point. And when you fix your eyes on Jesus, you have steering points to guide you in ever new destinations. But if you lose sight of Jesus, then you quickly become lost as a sailor on the sea of life. I don't know if you remember when Peter was walking on the water toward Jesus. Remember that story? What happened when he took his eyes off Christ? He sank. And there are so many things that will tempt you to lose sight of Jesus this year. But when you live by grace with your eyes fixed on Him, you walk on water. And if not, you can easily sink in despair. Like someone said, you know what? We're all in the gutter. But some of us are looking at the stars. And so keep your eyes fixed upon Jesus. Follow the North Star. Wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, where is the child who's been born King of the Jews? For we observe this star at its rising and have come to pay him homage. So they saw a star and they didn't just say, wow, I mean, amazing, look at it, and left it at that. No, they traveled all the way to Jerusalem and said, where is he? How can we know where he is, the child that has been born King of the Jews? Where can we find him so that we can bow down and worship him? And when they resumed their journey, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. They followed the star. It brought them to Jesus. They were filled with joy, and they worshiped him. So what will our worship look like this year? What gifts, you know, are we going to bring our Savior? Money-wise, time-wise, commitment-wise? Jesus is the North Star who wants to guide you through the storms of life that you might face in 2023. So know him, follow him, worship him. And then one more thing. If you're looking for direction, if you don't want to get lost on the sea of life this year, then use the Bible as your compass. And I'm sure you know this, but no navigator goes anywhere without a compass. No sailor would set out to sea without that. Because the compass is absolutely as essential as it can get. Without it, you can't get anywhere except lost. And so God has given us, who are spiritual navigators, a compass, a GPS. It's called the Bible, the Scriptures. The Scriptures enable us to locate the North Star. The Bible is God's GPS. Martin Luther said, the Scriptures are the manger in which Christ is laid. So this morning at 12 a.m., you kissed someone and said, Happy New Year. Maybe you didn't kiss someone. Maybe you went to bed earlier than that. But you've said Happy New Year. Happy New Year to someone. Or someone has said it to you since. But we all know that not all of 2023 will be happy, right? Not all about this year will be prosperous and successful. It's more likely that there will be unhappiness in your life and in the world this year. Chances are very real that there will be sadness and failure and disappointment and sickness and hardship and uncertainty and all of that, because we've come to expect that of life. And so you will need a compass to navigate through those difficult and uncertain times in your life. And that's where God's word comes in. Because there's a promise for every day of the year in the Bible. And the Bible directs us to certain places amidst uncertain times. And maybe, I don't know, but maybe there will be darkness in your life this year. It's when everything around you is dark. that you especially need a compass. When there is complete darkness and the North Star seems hidden, that's when God's compass will keep you on course. Psalm 119 says this, "By your words I can see where I'm going. They throw a beam of light on my dark path." So the wise men followed the star to Jerusalem. And then they knew no further. So they asked where they could find the child that was born the king of the Jews. When Herod heard this, he became frightened. Immediately saw baby Jesus as a threat to his reign. And because he was afraid, he called together the chief priests and the Bible scholars to find out where the baby was born. And of course, he had his own motives for locating the child. He wanted the baby killed. In any case, in answer to his question, the priests and the scholars told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it's been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" What they did was they quoted the prophecy from Micah chapter 5. And the point is, the scriptures served as a compass to point the wise men to Bethlehem, just like the scriptures point us to Jesus, our North Star. And later in verse 12 it says, "And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." And again, we have a word from God which directed them not to go back to Herod, but to go back to their country by another route. So Jesus is the North Star whom we follow. He is the one we worship. God's word, the Bible, is the compass that points us toward Him. And so if you have to have a true sense of direction this year, if you want to get or steer clear of getting lost in 2023, if you safely want to navigate the waters of uncertainty all around us, then know that Jesus is your North Star. Position yourself by Him. Make it your objective to follow and worship Him. And use the Bible as your compass. Because God's word will direct you to certain places amidst uncertain times. Amen. Let us pray. Lord our God, as we stand at the beginning of a new year, we don't know what it holds for us. Will you, by your Spirit, your presence, enable us to take it day by day? But as we live our lives, to put our trust in your Son, Jesus, to always look up to Him, to follow Him, to worship Him. And may your word guide us. May we find the direction we need. May your Spirit enlighten your word in our lives and point us in the right direction as a church, as a community, as a country, but also as individuals. Thank you for new beginnings. We ask that you will guide us in this new year. In the name of Jesus, amen.